Women in Indiana are calling, tweeting, and emailing Governor Mike Pence to tell him about their menstrual cycles in great detail. It's worth noting what you've probably already noted. The women are not mincing words, so neither will the following discussion. It may not be for all ears. Here's part of one call that was recounted on Facebook. I need to get a message to the governor that I'm on day three of my period. My flow seems abnormally heavy, but my cramps are much better. Another woman tweeted and asked the governor, for my cramps, should I use hot or cold packs? This is all part of a campaign called Periods for Pence, a response to a new anti-abortion rights bill the governor signed into law late last month. The thinking being, if the governor and lawmakers want in on a woman's business, let them fully in. Emily Crockett covers gender issues for Vox.com. And Emily, tell us more about how this started and what was it in the law that prompted this?
Well, yeah, so there is actually a pretty specific critique of the law in this. There is, as you said, the more general, well, you know, if my lawmaker thinks that he knows better than my gynecologist, then I will treat him like my gynecologist. But this law also makes the very strange and unprecedented requirement that all fetal tissue, whether it comes from a miscarriage or an abortion, and no matter what stage of development, has to be cremated or interred as if it were, you know, for funerary services. And this is unusual. We normally see this for, you know, parents usually have the option to cremate or bury a fetus if it's, you know, after 20 weeks or so. But before that, it's usually, you know, treated and disposed of as medical waste.
Well, and we should say many women are choosing to do that, especially if they miscarriage. They're choosing to have a funeral for this,
absolutely,
this being that they grew to love. So there is that. But there's something more that women are saying about this requirement.
Yeah. And the initial post on this Periods for Pence Facebook group, which is where this whole thing started, pointed out that most miscarriages, or a lot of miscarriages, can actually happen during a woman's period. A lot of women have miscarriages and don't even know it because they have a fertilized egg that has implanted, but then they miscarry. Mm-hmm. So literally, when a woman has her period, she could be having a miscarriage. And under the letter of the law, she would be required to take those remains to a hospital or some other facility and have them dispose of it by cremating or interring the remains. So this just sort of shows how medically incoherent it actually is.
What has been the governor's or lawmaker's response to this campaign?
They have not really been responding publicly. The only response we've seen is reports from people on the Facebook page who have called in reporting about very polite but very exasperated aides to Governor Pence.
Well, we know this has happened before. Irish women tweeted in-depth reports about their periods to their prime minister to protest Ireland's very strict laws banning abortion. That was called hashtag repeal the eighth. But is there any precedence for this in this country that you know?
Whether women have written lawmakers here about their period specifically, I'm not sure. But I did hear on Twitter this morning from a young woman in Poland who says that they're going to do the same thing over there because Poland is also looking to make its already very strict abortion law even more strict.
Well, we'll talk about the law itself in Indiana. As you said, it makes this unusual request. How else does it compare to there's a patchwork now of anti-abortion rights laws across the country. How does this compare to that in other ways?
Well, honestly, it is a strange law when you compare it to others in the country. Now, most other laws in America will do something like Texas's law, for instance. They will put bureaucratic requirements on clinics that seem like they are designed to help women's safety, but they actually do nothing of the kind. They'll have to make million-dollar renovations to their janitor closets or their parking spots, things like that. They're also required to get admitting privileges with a local hospital, which is harder than you would think for abortion providers. Indiana's law does include something about admitting privileges, but this thing about fetuses being interred or buried is unprecedented. There are now, Ohio has been trying to pass something similar because there was this controversy there about the way Planned Parenthood disposed of its fetal remains in landfills. And this was actually just completely, basically just invented. The Attorney General, Mike DeWine in Ohio, was just sort of making a big fuss over really what's just standard medical procedure. But that and the anti-Planned Parenthood videos by the Center for Medical Progress have inspired a lot of state lawmakers to be sort of obsessed with fetal remains and fetal tissue donation and everything surrounding it. And they're scrambling to write laws to regulate it, to restrict it, to make the disposal of fetal tissue more difficult for abortion providers and thus make the provision of abortion more difficult and more burdensome for women as well.
That's Emily Crockett. She covers gender issues for Vox.com on the reaction in Indiana to the anti-abortion rights law there, a campaign called Periods for Pence. Emily, thank you.
Thank you so much.